This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I'm from Karachi, Pakistan. I have a question that how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us when we put our efforts in something? For example, when we attempt for an examination and then we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us pass the examination. At that time, we have already attempted the examination and the examiner is checking the examination paper. So how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to pass the exam? I know that Allah's help is beyond time, but I'm confused that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps in this situation. When we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah respond to our dua. But we should sincerely do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٍ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. And when my servant calls upon me, say, I respond to him. I respond to the call of the caller. So if we sincerely do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our dua. Now, when we appear for an examination, and we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the examination paper is over, and we know, for example, that we have not performed well, and we know, for example, that we'll fail in the examination, we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of our sincere dua, we pass in the examination. How is it possible? There are hundreds of ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help you. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to it that a lenient examiner is checking your examination. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to it that even though a strict person is checking your examination, at that time, he is lenient while he's checking the examination. He is in a good mood. So therefore, he gives you good marks. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to it that the examiner, he gives you grace marks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to it that the examiner, he is very lenient while he's checking the examination. So we can think only of a few ways. But there are hundreds of ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help you. I have just mentioned about 3 or 4 ways. So if we do sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to our dua. And many a times we think that we will fail in the examination. But we do sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are shocked that we pass in the examination. Many a times we even get good marks. This is the power of dua. This is the power of supplication. The dua, it is the weapon of a believer. And the more we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more it will draw us closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do dua at specific times, there are more chances that our dua will be accepted. For example, doing dua during the last 1/3 of the night. For example, doing dua during the month of Ramadan. For example, doing dua before breaking a fast in the month of Ramadan. For example, doing dua on the day of Arafah. All of these are crucial times wherein we should do dua. Unfortunately, many of us, we do not have hope that our dua will be accepted. But if we truly have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we sincerely call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will respond to our dua, He will respond to our supplications. We know many non-Muslims who call upon God, they don't even know regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they search for the truth and they are sincere and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them and they accept Islam. So if we do hard work, if we put in efforts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will respond to us. And the more we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more He loves it. The more we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. The more we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more it will draw us closer towards Him. So I hope that answers your question.